can't pay. I asked you out. Honest?
I would, but you know what? I would pay, honestly, and I wouldn't have a problem with
and
it.
And wouldn't want to go out with
I would
him
be
again.
So happy. No, I would be really happy that he offered. Because that would show me the kind of person that he was, that he actually has it in him to offer.
Gina, you have to put the honest cap on. Are you telling me for real that if he said, let me get this, you would allow him?
No. I would pay for it.
You would pay for it?
I would pay for it, but
$350 tab at Ruth's Chris.
$350? That's a different story. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what, though? If you asked a guy out and he just said what Mikey said and then said, oh, well, if you're asking me out, let's go to Ruth's Chris, I'd be like, you know
wait
what?
Wait a second.
I don't think I really want to go out with you after all.
And he orders, like, the prime rib with the lobster.
Wait a minute, ladies. You are not. Don't do that.
I mean, okay, Shauna, 37. Go ahead. What do you think of this?
I agree. I think that I would hope if I asked a guy out, I would hope that he would offer to pay. And I would say, you know what? I asked you out. I've got this one. And then I would hope that we would have such a great time that the next one he would pick up. Mm-hmm. And then every time after that, he would pick up.
Now, you got to understand where I'm coming from, Jason. I am a guy who, when my wife and I were dating, I would not let her pay. And she used to get kind of irritated about it. Like, listen, she finally pulled me over one time and said, you know, I'm kind of an independent woman. You know, it makes me kind of feel a little goofy, you know, when every time you're paying. Like, I can pay everyone. And I finally said, okay, and I'm telling you, it was so emasculating to me. It really did. I felt like I was losing a little masculinity and letting her put her credit card down. Now that we're married, honey, why don't you pick this up, will you?
No, and I totally agree with that. The girlfriend that I'm with now, we've been together for 2 years, and I, on a 99.9% basis, have always paid, and I don't have a problem with that. But there have been instances, and that's why I thought to call, where we've gone out, she's like, hey, let's go out, okay, we're there. And on the way, you know, I'm like, just so you know, I'm running a little low on cash, so let's not go full throttle tonight. And then,
wait, because that totally changes. If you've been going out with a girl for 2 years and it's
no. I just meant that's what made me bring up the idea of the question.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
But in my relationships, there have been times where We've gone out, and I say, hey, I'm running a little low, get paid, you know, paid at the end of the week, and we get there, and she'll say on the way, oh, yeah, no, don't worry about it, it's fine, I got it. And like you said, Mikey, in a relationship where it's been a couple years, you don't necessarily mind as much.
Well, there's can I just say something
Yeah,
really
go
quick.
Ahead, Gina.
First of all, I don't think you should ever tell a girl that you're running low on cash.
Oh, but if they've been going out for 2 years,
we've been going out
for 2 years. Okay, yeah.
We live together. It's not like she doesn't know, you know.
But no, I think if you say that and you've been in a relationship with her for a while like that, that's fine. Then the girl should pick it up, especially if you're paying for 90% of the things. And I absolutely think she should pick it up.
Hey, Jason, great phone call, man. I really appreciate it. Okay.
I love your show. Take care.
Thanks, man. Hey, you guys were great.
Thank you.
First women's panel. The women's panel's great because you really can get some insight. Gina, Allie, Shauna, thank you guys for doing this for us.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. Maybe one of these days we'll do this again. I like it.
I'm just going to stay here.
yeah, we got to kick you out. That's Shauna, our program director, who, by the way, is still at work. It's 4:35.
Oh, funny. Now I'm really staying here.
All right, Eddie. Let's get Eddie in here. I know you would get in there, except that Shauna is sitting in your seat. Thanks, gals.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Three lovely ladies came in.
Thank God, that's over.
Answered some questions. Hey, by the way, Bobby Kernels, I need you to come in and take my brother. He's going to give you the recipe for the meal that... Sam, yell it out again.
Piccolo Mondo.
And P1s are writing us and asking us if we could put it on the website. So when he tells you... And then also, see if you can find it on the like a website, a picture of it. So you could post a picture of it and then, you know, put like Brother Sammy's, you know, recipe for it and blah, 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 and then list it out. So come grab him, take him, then he can come back
in. Before you do any of that stuff, though, you need to find Sean and Sky. I don't know where they are.
Where did they go?
I have no idea. Like, we need to find them for this next thing we're doing.
You don't know where they are? Oh, there they are.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I got to get fresh air. I got to get fresh air.
Oh, yeah, you have to answer a trivia question.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got to answer a trivia question. Only for an hour. All right, who's giving? All right, I'll give myself a trivia question.
Okay. No, no.
Mike, what's 1 + 1?
No.
Oh, dumb. Give me a break.
Who's giving it to me?
I don't know. Who's got the question?
Guy, what do you think?
I don't know.
We don't have any.
No, we don't have any.
I didn't have any. I had to make one up.
Oh, you did? I thought someone was supposed to write them for us.
I had questions in front of me. What are you? What are you, show prep around here or what? Give me a break, then. I can go to the bathroom.
What are Hall & Oates, what are their first names?
Daryl Hall, John Oates.
All right, bravo.
Thank you very much.
Bravo.
Way to go.
Good job.
All right. Anything you guys want to discuss?
Oh, God. No more chick chat. I'll tell you that.
How did that go?
You weren't listening?
Well, we were listening outside.
Whatever. I mean, to each their own with their opinions and whatnot. I mean.
Well, do they have anything good to say?
Well, they're chicks.
Oh, yeah, they're like women.
Except chick stuff.
Okay, give me a break with that.
Blah, 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 that's all I heard.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm not even playing with you.
I'm sure.
Yeah, here's what I heard.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. God, who's wearing my headphones? Jeez.
The Elephant Man.
Obviously.
All right, hey, guys.
What?
Heads up.
Okay,
because Ashley and Rob and Mikey are all out of the studio right now.
Yeah.
The next thing we're going to do,
what?
We're going to mess with Ashley.
Yeah, what is that?
Okay. Missy has brought in her son, Nolan.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to test. Nolan is in what grade, Sky?
He just started the sixth grade.
So he just finished fifth grade.
Yeah.
We're going to give them a fifth grade test and see who can do better.
I love that.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I love that.
She's dead.
That is great.
Oh, I can't wait for that. What's up, Sarah?
These are energy drinks from P1 David.
Thank you.
Oh, P1 David Sarah, and the energy drinks.
Front desk bringing us more deliciousness.
He put them in his freezer all day.
So they're frozen?
So they're ice cold?
Yeah.
Hello,
Pedro. Oh, they're not hard. I'm shaking them up.
Oh. No, we'll keep doing that and they will be.
Okay. No need to be a pervert.
Hello!
Sean doing? What is Sean doing?
Hey.
Hey,
what? We don't need that.
Just I'm going to give her an energy drink necklace.
Okay, that's pretty disgusting. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for bringing those in.
That's
cool.
Great.
That's nice.
Man, I think we have more stuff to drink than...
I know, there's so much...
Do you need a bucket? Well, yeah, the...
No.
okay, I don't know what we're laughing about.
You're just precious to me.
All right. God.
Oh, now what?
What's going on now? More people?
Well, there's just stuff all over the place.
Can run in. Okay, we're having
all right,
fun.
Bye.
How many more hours do we have left?
I don't know. What time is it?
It's 4.
It's 4:38.
Oh, look who's back.
Oh.
Hi, Precious.
How you doing, Precious?
I'm giving the listeners kisses.
That's weird.
Giving some love.
All right. I'm going to go answer the phone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Like
you're not the phone screener.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
Hello, my dear.
Ah, interesting.
All right.
Oh, I love it when you're on the big mic.
That's right, baby.
What up, Eddie?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Captain my captain.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Take a look-see here. All right, Mikey Show.
What's doing, Detail?
What up?
What up?
What you doing, Detail?
Hey, you guys Ed, the called-in special Ed earlier, or what?
We were very confused with that.
Yeah.
We actually know Jim Florentine, who does special ed. So we weren't sure if he was calling in or not, and you really confused us.
Chris, sure.
Well, yeah, thank you for really ruining our show. Not bad. Okay. Good job.
Hello. How you doing, Mikey?
That's good. It's a good impression.
Detail.
All right. Peace out. Mikey Show.
Yo, what up?
Yeah, what up, dog? Break it down.
Kick it back. I'm driving on the road.
No, don't
worry. I'm on the air?
Yes.
Oh,
what do you want?
Man.
All right, Google. Anyways, I had a question for Ashley. Why were they calling her Sarah on
the radio show. Is the real name Sarah? Is it Ashley?
I'd like
or...
to answer that.
Oh, Mikey has an answer.
Here's Mikey.
Well, my real
I
name's
wonder
Ashley.
Why? What was that?
My name's Ashley.
Okay.
Right, so how come they called you Sarah on the other show?
Yeah, I'd like to answer that.
Oh.
Hi, Mikey.
Hi.
What up?
Hi. Yeah.
The answer to that question is...
Oh, no.
There was a program director at the radio station that she used to work for. And that program director was approached by my program director. And my program director said, listen, we have a very big opportunity for Sarah. We'd like her to join the Mikey Show. And it's a full-time job with benefits and the whole deal. And that program director over at the other radio station really didn't want to do that. And really had a problem with doing that. And so in order for her to agree to let Sarah advance her career and do something wonderful for herself, she told her she had to change her name. And so we changed her name to Ashley. I thought of a hot girl name, and I liked Ashley, so I gave her the name Ashley. And she actually likes that name now better than her own damn name. She prefers Ashley more than she prefers Sarah. And to me, the same thing happened with Skye. Skye's a Lori, but nobody knows her as that. She's Skye. And every time I look at Ashley, it's Ashley. It's not Sarah anymore. Yeah. So anyway, that's the story behind why.
All
right,
cool, thanks.
Thank
Pick
you.
Up,
bro.
Peace.
Lucky so late.
Thank you.
Holla.
Cute. Ashley, you don't know what's about to happen, but I would like to give you a little surprise.
What?
Let's go ahead and bring our special guest into the main FM Air studio.
This is awesome.
Eminem?
No, it is not Eminem.
Shoot.
Close. We're going to bring him into the on-air studio.
50 Cent?
It is not. Ladies and gentlemen, you will recognize this lovely face as the face of our midday disc jockey, Missy, and...
Hi, everybody.
The lovely face with her is her young son, Nolan. Good. Nolan, have a seat. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Good to see you, man. How old are you?
11.
11 years old.
Hi, Noli Poli.
Okay.
All right, now...
Like
Noli.
Nolan.
Stop it.
It's my boy.
Now, Nolan, let me ask you, do you know Ashley?
Yes.
Yeah, you do? Okay.
Where we now, go way back.
Now... Nolan, 11 years old, what grade is that?
Sixth
grade. All right, I'm going to write some facts down about Nolan. You got a very pretty mom. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Yeah, him and Ashley were in third grade together.
No, we were not. No, we were not.
It was her 17th attempt.
No.
So Nolan is 11 years old. Mm-hmm. And give me the grade again.
Sixth
grade. Important for folks listening at home to note that.
Are you nervous, baby?
No.
Of course he's not.
Good man.
I know, he was born and raised. I don't know what the hell.
What we thought we would do, Ashley.
What?
Is we would have a little, like a little contest. And the contest will be Ashley versus Nolan in an IQ test.
Oh.
What? Well, why would you do a thing like that?
Yeah. Well, the reason is because... we know that you sometimes brag about how you are on the dean's list at San Diego State.
I don't brag. I just state the facts.
You just state the facts.
Correct.
And I thought to myself, I would bet that the average 11-year-old, comprehension-wise, I'm not going to say smarter. I mean, that's just stupid. But I would say comprehension-wise,
Okay, already.
Meaning the amount of information that they can store in their brains.
Okay.
Is about on par with Ashley, okay? And as a matter of fact, I said, in fact, I would bet that the average 11-year-old probably knows more than Ashley. And could probably comprehend more than Ashley.
No question.
No question.
How dare you?
No question.
He's half my age, Papa.
I understand that. I understand that. However, I believe he's a smart kid. Now, Skye?
Okay, so let me explain to you real quick, Mikey, the trivia sheet. So what you're going to want to do is they have similar questions. Like the first question is state trivia. So Ashley will have a question and then Nolan will have a question, so forth and so on through number four. And then there's two math questions at the end and they both get the same math answer. and then we'll have to, like, write it down and show it to us. Does that make sense, Mikey?
Yeah. Okay. All right, so in other words, Skye, just to review, I'm going to ask Ashley her question number one, then I'm going to ask Nolan his question number one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Brain turn on. Ready? Okay. I'm ready.
All right, are we ready? Sean, do you have the yes and no buzzer, the correct and not correct buzzers? I'm going to need those.
This is silly. Noli Poli, I'm sorry if I kick your butt.
Excuse me.
That's what happens when you.
That's how that happened.
That's what happens when you have a 1070 SAT and when you are going to STSU. That's what happens.
He doesn't even know what that is.
When you're on the teens list. So, I apologize.
Question number one, Ashley.
Okay.
Let's do it this way. Ashley, what is the California state motto?
We're the Sunshine State?
Ashley, that is incorrect. The California state motto is Eureka!
What?
And the Sunshine State is Florida.
Nolan, are you ready for your question?
I don't know about that.
Nolan, you got to talk right in that microphone for me. You ready, buddy?
Yeah.
Nolan, 11 years old, 6th grade, competing against Ashley, 22 years old, Dean's List, San Diego State.
I'd also like to point out that these are actual test questions from a 5th grade test.
That is correct. This is 5th grade trivia. Nolan, what is the California state flower?
The golden poppy.
That is correct.
Oh, my God. Just like that.
Well, that was easy.
You knew that?
Yep.
Oh, you liar.
Well, I did.
Ashley.
Yeah?
Question number two.
Oh, man.
Name three California hockey teams.
The Sharks?
That is one.
Whoa.
The Hawks?
That is incorrect.
What? The Eagles?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ash.
Thank you, Ash. Thank you, Birds.
Can I answer that?
Sure, Nolan. You want to? Yeah, go ahead.
Stop hogging my thunder, Nolan.
Yeah, go ahead, Nolan.
Yeah, stop hogging her thunder.
Yeah, don't hog her thunder.
Now, understand, if you get this wrong, it's fine. I mean, it's extra credit for you.
The Ducks, the Kings, and the Sharks.
That is
good
correct.
Good boy.
You got all of them.
Man after my own heart.
Well,
that's
he's a
job.
Boy. He knows the sport.
He got all of them.
Because he knows sports.
He's all right.
That's right. Nolan, are you ready?
Yeah.
Your next question is, name three California football teams.
I'll put them in alphabetical order.
Oh, oh, no. Oh. Stop being a show-off, Nolan.
Ahead. Go ahead.
The 49ers,
yes.
The Chargers, and the Raiders.
That is correct.
This kid is awesome.
That's awesome.
In your face,
that's
girl.
That's awesome. Look at Ashley, she's so irritated. She's so irritated.
I don't like this.
She's so irritated. Ashley, your next question is, what words in this sentence are synonyms? Again, this is 5th grade trivia.
Yes.
Ashley, 22 years old.
Go.
Dean's List, San Diego State University. Dingbat. What words?
Partially retarded. Oh, you're right, not partially.
What words in this sentence are synonyms?
Okay.
His salary was much higher than her hourly wages. Again, Ashley, what words in that sentence are synonyms? I'll give you the sentence one more time. His salary was much higher than her hourly wages.
Okay. It could be one of two things. It could either be...
What?
It could either be...
Skye, what are you thinking when she said that? What did you just...
There's a two-part answer to this. Will you please? Two-part answer. It could either be salary and hourly wages, or it could be his and her. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm frightened.
I need one answer from you. And I'm going to ask you the question again, which, by the way, Nolan has not needed.
My brain hurts.
What words in this sentence are synonyms, Ashley?
Synonyms, same thing. Means the same thing.
Here is the sentence. His salary was much higher than her hourly wages.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with my instinct here.
Bad idea.
And say salary and hourly wages mean the same thing.
She is partly correct. The correct answer is salary and wages. I'm going to give her that one.
Yes. Oh, okay.
In your face, Nolan.
And he's applauding for
in
you.
In your face,
he's
Nolan.
He's applauding for you.
He's applauding
to
for
be
you.
A good sport.
Up okay. In your face.
You're going against an 11-year-old.
What do you want now?
Here you go.
First one you got right.
All right, Nolan, you ready?
Yeah.
What words in this sentence are synonyms? The lost puppy had filthy paws and a dirty coat.
Filthy and dirty.
That's the easy one.
You are correct.
He's stealing all my answers.
How is he stealing?
How is that possible?
How is that possible? Yes, Nolan, thank you.
Thank you.
Nolan, thank you for stating the obvious. How is that possible?
Nolan, you pipe down. He's stealing all my answers, and that's why he's winning.
All right. Last question for you in the trivia portion, okay? You ready, Ashley? Define the word idol. Define the word idol.
Let me spell
it for you.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
I-D-L-E. Oh, look at her brain. Uh-oh, it's squeaking out. Oh, something got this brain.
I mean, it was like,
yeah. Doink.
Seriously.
Doink.
Bonk-wee.
I-D-L-E.
Oh, my God.
Ashley, define the word idol. I-D-L-E.
Okay, I think it out loud? It's not a ladle, and it's not someone you look up to. It's not like the end of the
word. This is what's happening in her head.
All right, It's distracting me. Will you please? I can't focus. Okay, I'm gonna...
You know, there has to be a time limit on this.
Choo-choo, all aboard. We're going to Susan Town.
Son of a bitch, you're not allowed to talk right now. You
sit
down.
That okay. Brilliant, brilliant.
Can you just say the question one more time? Because now I forgot. Like...
I mean, are you kidding me?
No, seriously.
Oh, come on.
By the way, I want to point out that in this fifth grade trivia, Nolan has not needed one question rephrased to him.
That's because he gets
Ashley,
all the easy ones.
All right, Ashley.
Oh.
I've answered yours.
Nolly, I told you, pipe down. You're not allowed to talk when it's my turn.
Ashley, define the word... And sometime before the 28-hour show ends.
Yeah.
Idol.
I-D-L-E.
It's a way of accentuating words.
That is incorrect.
They put it at the end of words.
I know that one.
Go ahead, Nolan.
Lazy or not active.
That is correct.
Wow. What are you talking about?
That is correct. It's the truth.
Like idling.
An idol is, like somebody, like, okay, here's the idols. The best idol of all was Kelly Clarkson.
Right, the show Ryan Seacrest hosts.
Yeah,
right?
But after her, Justin Guarini, and last year, the black girl that won, she was good.
Yes, Flaptasia.
I don't think this is fair.
Ashley out.
No, Ashley in.
Nolan?
Yeah.
Define the following word. And again, listen, same thing for Ashley as it is for you. You're in the general area. You're correct. Define the following word, and I'll spell it for you. Brief. B-R-I-E-F. Brief.
Oh. Hmm. I'm going to say short.
That is correct.
Wow.
That was an easy one.
I am going to give you both a math question. You may write it down and work it out, and then I need you to hand me your pieces of paper so I can see your answers.
Awesome.
Are you ready, Nolan?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Ashley?
Totally.
Here you go. What is 4.35 times 76.2?
Okay.
One more time. What is 4.35 times 76.2?
That's on fifth grade?
That's fifth grade.
I'm just learning this stuff.
Yeah, he's just learning it, but he's working it out. You see him with his pen?
This is going to take me a second.
All right.
A second?
Yeah, Ashley, no abacus, okay?
What does fresh fish have to do with this?
That's never mind. I don't understand the question. Can you rephrase it or spell it?
Shut up, Papa! I'm focusing!
Can you spell 4.35? What language is 76.2? Nolan's working. Ashley is working. They both got their pens in their hand.
There's smoke coming out of her studio.
I know. Something burning in there?
I have the answer. What is algebra?
Shut up, Uncle Nana. I have my answer. Ding, ding. Do I win because I got mint first?
No, no, no.
Ding,
it
ding,
doesn't
ding.
Matter that you got it first. We got to see who's right. Pass that to somebody who can bring it in to me, Ashley.
Okay.
Give it to Bobby Kernels.
Let me
and Nolan, take your time. Take your time, Nolan. You know, it's not a question of, like, doing it fast. That's not
it.
Yeah. It's just who gets it correct.
Can you repeat not everybody's quite the mathematician I am. It's okay, Nolly.
I see.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, you want me to repeat the question? Yes. Yeah. What is 4.35 times 76.2?
Damn.
Yeah.
I would not know how to even begin to figure that out.
Bam, bam, bam.
Like hurts boom, my head.
I know. I'm not good at math. And by the way, this is a fifth grade trivia question.
That's right. I'm all over that one.
And you feel you have the correct answer.
Bam, bam, bam. I'm all in on that one.
All right.
Well, we'll find out.
Bring it over to me, Bobby Kernels.
Nolan has the answer.
Nolan, take your time, buddy. This is not a speed
question. Hurry up, Nolan. You better hurry up because you better hurry up.
Hey, come on. Let him work.
Hurry up. You better hurry up, Nolan.
Let him work.
He's working.
No pressure.
Stop it. He's 11 years old.
He's an 11-year-old boy, for crying out loud.
Jesus.
Cut her off.
No kidding, huh? Nolan's working it out.
I'm starting to get confused.
You want me to give it to you again, Nolan?
Okay, I'm just going to have to guess on this.
Okay, write down an answer.
He's so cute, though.
No matter what you write, you're going to win.
This is burnt true.
Now, let me see.
You must show your work.
Okay. Ashley answered 467.0. Nolan answered 331.470. The correct answer is 331.470.
Oh, my God! Are you kidding me? That is not possible.
Come on.
I
want
to see his work.
Are you kidding?
You can come look at it. You can come look at it. It's all scratched out of your paper.
She's really coming.
Yeah, she's really coming in here.
Wow.
She's really coming in
here. Get out of here.
This is great. Look at this, Ashley.
Wow.
Ashley, look. Look. That's his. That's his answer. 331.470. That's yours. I swear I didn't do any shenanigans.
That's not right.
Yeah, I swear. Look at the answer. Oh, by the way, yeah, you can't see the other answer.
Yeah, I was looking at the other one.
All right, you see that, though? Look, I got my hands. You see that?
That's wrong. You better get a mathematician to double-check that.
Yeah, we'll get a mathematician.
It won't be you. All right.
She is pissed.
Oh, I know she's pissed.
She's an idiot, Sean.
All right, one more question. It's a math question. You guys ready? Are you guys ready?
No, I'm pissed.
All right, here we go. Last question. You could redeem yourself. Let me just hang on a second. Let me just write Nolan's name next to the correct answer.
Okay, we get it. That's great.
Good
real
thing
nice.
We're not asking her to spell Nolan.
All right, it's real swell.
Okay, your next question is, the school store sells paper with or without binder holes. It is available in white or in yellow. The paper comes in three sizes. How many choices of paper do students have when buying paper at the school store? One more time, Nolan. I'm going to read this to both of you. Ashley, Nolan, I'm going to read it again.
Whoa. I'm lost.
Whoa, yeah.
The school store sells paper with or without binder holes. It is available in white or in yellow. The paper comes in three sizes. How many choices of paper do students have when buying paper at the school store? When you have your answer, write it down for me. Nolan's turning his in already.
I was trying to work that out.
I gotta make one of those square things.
He did it twice, just to make sure he was right.
Yeah.
He did it twice to figure it out.
I'm gonna do it four more times if you want me to.
Okay, show off. Real show off.
I love it.
But I could.
Okay.
Well, if carry the 12, what's happening inside my brain right now?
I could just get this music to stop running through my head. But I love it so much. La la, la la, la la. Oh, what are we doing again?
Carry the 7. And carry the 7, and carry the 7 minus 2 equals, I don't know.
Come on,
Ashley.
Do you
have an answer?
Okay.
Write it down. Write it down. Bobby Kernels, go get it.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes. By the way, Nolan turned his in 2 minutes ago.
Will you please with that?
Yeah, when you were the first one, you...
Yeah, exactly.
We're all over it.
Okay, Bobby Kernels, hand in her work. Ashley came up with 12, and Nolan came up with 12.
Really?
The correct answer is 12.
That's what I'm talking about!
Nice work.
Yes. All right,
so let me do my magical math now. It seems here that Nolan got 4 out of 6 questions correct, and Ashley got 2 out of those questions correct. Nolan, you are officially smarter than
yes.
Ashley. Thank you very much.
Nice.
What the heck is that? You know I've been on the air for 11 hours. My brain's a little mushy.
Yes.
Why are you going to spring that up on me?
Yes.
Down.
Yeah,
you
that's
my
right.
Friend.
Thank you.
The Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. The official home of the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
All right, guys. We are officially beginning hour number 11.
Jesus. I know we got to do traffic at some point.
Yeah, do we, Ashley? What's going on? Ashley's pissed. Look at her.
Oh, she is so mad right now.
Ashley?
Infuriated.
In your face.
Yeah? What do you need?
Choo-choo. Ashley, we were just going to ask you.
Yeah.
What time the flight is leaving tonight?
What?
What time is the flight leaving tonight?
What flight?
The flight to Dum Dum Bell!
Oh, that really offended me.
<They're good. laughs> Ashley, when are we doing traffic?
I'm going to make the call right now.
That was the most offended look she's ever had.
She was so offended. Sean, what are you doing?
I won't have this.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
I haven't done anything.
He's putting on his sunglasses again that have the blinders on the side. It, you know, what are you going to win, place, or show?
I wear my sunglasses at night.
I see.
Oh, you're so cool.
Oh, Colonels, could I please have one of those?
Yeah, what do you, you know what I need? I need a decaffeinated Diet Coke. Decaffeinated.
I told you.
And mix that with a little bit of regular Coke, okay?
I told you it's caffeine
little,
free.
Little Coke, little Diet Coke.
When
I'm watching
speak.
My
half
figure.
Half calf.
Okay, half calf. Wish we had that bit. Do we have the Tenacious D CD in the building?
I have it in my car.
Is it got cussing in that bit?
I want to say yes.
We should have somebody bleep it.
Well, Missy one of the says she has the edited version.
You do, Miss?
You do?
Of drive-through.
You have drive-through on your button bar?
On her B-bar. Do you know how to transfer
No, put
it over?
Put her, just find it.
Missy's going to come and put it up for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Miss. Do you know how to do it?
I don't know how to do it. And Nolan says he wants to dispute you on the fact he got 6 out of 6 right.
I didn't get any wrong.
Oh, he didn't get any?
No, and he didn't get any wrong.
He got six wrong.
And then he also got 2 half bonus points for answering Ashley's question.
That is correct. You're right. I stand correct. Yeah, Nolan, really you're right. Nice. You didn't get any wrong.
It's awesome.
It's not letting her button bar come up.
Well, can I do it from Ashley's studio?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's edited?
Yeah.
That drive-through bit at Tenacious D, if you've never heard it, is so funny.
Oh, goodness, it's warm in here.
Maybe we can get Jeff and Jer's air conditioner to come
in.
Why is it so damn hot?
Can we just move that tube down?
Part of it, Sean, is that you've got an undershirt and a full shirt over it, you know?
Hey. Nothing wrong with undershirts.
Thank you, Boston Rob.
I love undershirts.
Oh, jeez.
Hopefully get through the day.
I was looking out for the guy.
And plus, they really come in helpful when you're homeless. You know, the first shirt can come off. It works
you're
as a blanket.
You're not homeless.
I'm just saying. In case of.
Yeah, well, you're not homeless. Did we get the recipe? Sam, the recipe's going? Okay, cool. Bobby Kernels is all over that. We just did the first ever IQ test between Ashley and Nolan. Nolan, he's right. He got 6 out of 6. What's going on, Eddie?
You realize what time it is.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm not up for it.
I'm
not either.
I'm not ready.
Can I have a lozenge?
Oh, yeah. I need a lozenge.
Damn it.
Why does this always happen?
Well, we'll play this.
When I'm feeling the worst. Bumblebee.
Hey, we have the Tenacious C thing if you want to play it.
Let's play that. Where is it?
Okay, I'm putting it on the second one that we have.
I'm going to tinkle real quick.
So it's right there.
Arsonist
has on number 2?
It's on our second one in white.
The human torch was denied a bank loan.
How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow?
All right. Click down.
Got it, got it. Let me play this Tenacious B bit.
She said it's really edited, but...
Okay, yeah. Take a listen.